Hi, Dan Bentley from Geico Honda. I got a podium with RJ, and I got to be pretty happy with that. And Chase Sexton looked fast, but I guess you got to keep it on two wheels.
Yeah, really happy with RJ, considering coming in from last weekend with a wrist, and he didn't even ride all week. And I'm not even sure if he's going to ride next week. So, yeah. Obviously, it didn't hurt him too much. Worked a little bit on the bike this morning with some setup issues, but I think we got that handled underway. And Chase, he was really strong qualifying practice. I'm really happy how he looked. And it all fell apart the second moto when he went down in the first turn and then struggled and fell down a couple more times in the moto too. So I know he's really, really frustrated with the result. But, you know, I'm happy to see him continually improving week to week. And he's going to get it together. And even Cameron, I thought, rode pretty solid today. So all in all, considering the last couple weeks, I was happy with the way things ended up. And we'll be able to fight again next weekend.
Yeah, been a tough couple of weeks. J-Mart's DNF'd and his crash. It's been tough around the shop.
Yeah. Really tough. You know, we had some engine issues the week before that. And so I thought we were rebounding really well up until J-Mart's crash. And then RJ crashed also.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is what it is. It's a tough sport. And you just got to, it's definitely a roller coaster for a while. But hopefully we'll get some stability in the team. And we'll keep struggling, keep fighting for the podium.
You know how these guys are kids you're working with now, as opposed to, you know, grown men that you've worked with for years. Somebody like Chase, how do you keep him upright every week? Because this series doesn't stop, and you just keep getting worse and worse, or crashing. And it's got to be a little bit of a mental thing for you to be like, hey, man, just, you know, it's going to come together.
I mean, I've personally had to talk him off the ledge at a couple races. You know, he comes in and he's like, what the hell? And I'm like, Chase, you have to keep putting things into perspective and where you're at in your age, right? You know, he wants to, you know, say beat our Jeremy so bad, and I have to remind him that he's got two championships and he's 25 years old, and you know, and you're gonna get there. You just got to keep putting the work in, and he does. He has a great work ethic, but he just thinks like, I'm not worthy, and I'm not deserving of any of this. And then when you show him the times, and he goes, oh, I guess I'm not that bad. Yeah. So you know, he'll get it. You know,
I almost think a guy like that looks at Justin Cooper. And it's like, oh, this kid's already beating me. You know, it's like Cooper's having a nice little run, but you can get there.
For sure. You know, and he looks at, you know, Cooper can throw down some lap times in practice, and he's just like, how the hell has that happened, right? But in reality, you know, he's just as good. So he just got – and it takes some time. And once he breaks through that and gets the confidence, you know, the dam's going to break and he's going to be great.
Southwick, I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit, but favorite Southwick memory for you of all the years you were here is wrenching or – tuning. It wasn't the day that Short ran out of gas or didn't qualify, was it?
No, or we were pushing bikes off the track. Actually, my favorite memory, and I was just talking about the story, and it wasn't even really, you know, Stanton had a bunch of runs here, but I remember when I first started, I think it was in 89, we did some testing. It was 89 or 90. We did some testings, and we had a cylinder that just made gobs of mid and top end power, and nobody liked it. And so I hid it away to my truck, and then we came here to do some testing. We always tested the week prior to the event. And I stuck that thing on, and I remember standing next to Rick Ash around the first corner, and he came through that berm and just blew the berm and wheelied through the corner, and I remember Rick looking at me going, what the hell do you have in that thing? So that's kind of probably my fondest memory.
Secret hidden away special cylinder.
I love this place. It's like a church to me, right? Yeah. So,
I'm way happy we're back here, you know? It's just cool.
For sure, and this is a man's track, and today was a man's day of being 93 degrees, and... the cream rises to the top.
Cool. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, thanks. Cool.